Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I just basically seen you guys' number on like the internet for a claim for a roundup.
Okay, perfect. No worries. Is this, I see the name here is HOSANNA, last name BORGES. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and would you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and did you already have an attorney helping you with this, or have you signed paperwork with another legal agency?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Great. Now, was it yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
It was me.
Yourself, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Asana, was it, do you know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that it was?
Subtype. It was a B cell.
Okay. I have diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Do you think it was that one?
Can you repeat that?
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Do you think it might
Yes.
have been that one? Okay. And have you had
I'm
more
sorry,
than
I'm at
one?
work and I'm at work and I'm trying to I just I'm on break right now, so it's
Got it.
kind of busy and
Yeah, no worries. We can try to get through this pretty swiftly. We can try to do it within the next 5, 10 minutes maybe. Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
no.
And when was it that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, I believe the 3rd week of November 2017.
Okay. If I put around the 21st, is that does that sound somewhat accurate?
Of November
Yeah.
2017.
Yeah.
It was like, no, I was diagnosed about, I would say about the 3rd week of November.
Okay. Okay, and where did you use the Roundup? Was this at home, work?
It was basically like residential purposes.
Okay. And do you still have the address of where you used it?
The address of where I used it, I was using it for a while. I did like cleaning and stuff and grass, and stuff for residential houses purposes.
Okay. I see. And do you know anyone else that used it, that sprayed it, that might have also been affected by it?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And when you were diagnosed in 2017, do you know how old you were at the time?
I was 27.
Okay. I see, you were at 27. And do you have a birth certificate, Hosanna?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And how many years were you using Roundup for?
For about 8 years.
Okay, around 8 years. It is a little redundant. I just need yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
You said that I do what?
Did you spray for at least 10 days or more? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a US citizen?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now I am just going to run through some illnesses. Let me know at the end if you have been diagnosed with any. I have HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, organ transplant, or another cancer besides this one.
No.
Okay. And do you have any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. Okay. Again, I have your first name is HOSANNA. That's right, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name BORGES.
Yes.
Perfect. Did you have a middle name?
Lizette, yes.
Lizette. Was that LIZETTE?
LIS.
Okay.
ETTE.
LISETTE. Perfect. And did you have a suffix to your name?
No, I don't.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me as well? I'm sorry, I missed that. Can you confirm your gender for me as well?
Oh, female. I'm sorry. I
Okay.
didn't hear you.
No worries. Okay. And what was your marital status?
Single.
Okay. Now, what was your date of birth?
7/14/1990.
Perfect. Okay, now 7/14/1990, and your social?
You need my social?
Yeah, the law firm does require to pull the medical records. If you just wanted to share the last four, that's completely fine as well.
Yes, 465. Yeah, my the hospital should have all my medical records.
Perfect. Perfect. And what was the social again? 465?
Yes, 0465.
Oh, okay. 0465. Perfect. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was this like online, on TV?
Yeah, I seen it online,
Okay.
like an ad online.
Okay. And when was this that you saw that? Was this like this year?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your height, Hosanna?
I am 5 feet even.
Perfect, 5 feet. And do you know your current weight?
155.
Okay.
I would say 160.
Okay. About 150. Okay. Now with this inquiry that came through, I don't see an email. Do you have one that you use?
Yes. SANNABORGES 12@gmail.com.
Okay, so that was SAN as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, A, your last name, 12@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then the phone number that I have here is 414-233-6150. Is this the correct one?
It's 414-233.
Okay, 414-233-6150.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And I know you mentioned you used the Roundup for about 8 years. Do you know how many times a month or how many times a week you would spray on average?
I would say at least about twice a month.
About twice a month. Okay. And
Yes, can you hear me?
yes, I can. Again,
Yes,
it is a little redundant, but I am required to ask. Did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? Yes or no?
did I spray it before my diagnosis?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and when did you start spraying Roundup? Was this around 2009, around that time?
I started using it, I would say summertime around June of 2009.
Okay, around June 2009. And when was the last time that you did spray?
I stopped using it about early November, 2017.
Okay.
Say like the first week of November
Okay.
2017.
Sounds good. Okay, I'm gonna put around November 1st, 2017. Again, these are just estimates. Okay, and why did you stop using Roundup? I'm assuming you started feeling some symptoms. Is that right?
Yes, I was having like breathing problems, coughing up like blood. I did have a little weight loss.
And I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said there was breathing problems. Was that like shortness of breath?
Yeah, like not being able to breathe as well. You kind of just know your body, and my breathing was definitely off.
And again, I am sorry to hear that. Now, the Roundup, when you did spray this, was it with the hand sprayer that it typically comes with?
Like a spray bottle.
Okay. And do you remember if it was the concentrated that you have to add water to, or did it come pre-mixed?
It was concentrated.
Okay. I see. And did you use any protective gear when you used the Roundup?
Not really.
That's okay.
Just the typical, huh?
When you used the Roundup, was that around the backyard, the front yard, garden? Can you be a little specific about where you used it?
Although like all of the above,
Okay. Yeah.
yards, like all for grass, for plants, like around the plants, small yards, big yards.
Yeah, no worries. And what state was this primarily used in?
In Wisconsin.
Okay. In Wisconsin. Okay. Now it does ask around how many exposures you've had in your lifetime. I could do the math on my end, okay? So it looks like if it was about 2 times a month, that would be about 24 times a year, and that's for 8 years. So it looks like a little under 200 times in total, and that's again with small touch-ups here and there. Does that sound accurate to you?
I really like haven't added up the math or
Yeah.
anything, but yeah, it used it twice a month for about 8 years.
Yeah, of course. And did you ever have any exposure to other herbicides or anything like benzene or Agent Orange?
No, not
Okay.
that I know of. No.
That's good to hear. Osana, by any chance, do you remember where you bought the Roundup? Like a Home Depot, Walmart?
At a Walmart
Okay.
Supercenter, I believe.
Okay. At a Walmart Supercenter. And do you have any receipts from when you bought it?
I don't offhand.
That's okay.
It was so long ago.
Right. No, and I understand it. I wouldn't keep any receipts either, if I'm being completely honest, so that's completely fine. Do you currently have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Okay, that's really good to hear. Perfect. And have you ever smoked at all?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. What's your current employer?
I'm a home health care provider.
Okay. Perfect. And do you have an employer address that I can keep on hand, or no?
I don't specifically have the address on hand.
That's okay.
I go into homes and take care of elderly, feed
Yeah.
them, take care of them, take them to their doctor's appointments, things of that nature.
Okay. That's lovely. And when you were, diagnosed and going through any treatment, did you ever lose time away from work because of that?
I did. I
Yeah.
did.
Was this in
Then
2017?
I. Can you repeat that?
When you did lose work, was this in 2018?
Yes. It was from 2018 to. Oh, it was a while. Here and there, going through the whole process. I did work between that time, but not a lot.
Yeah. I understand. How long would you say in total you were unable to work? I know it was sort of on and off, but would you say about like 6 months, maybe less or more than that?
Well, I was receiving treatment for about 15 months. Oh, like over a year. So out of that, I would say was that would have been like a year and 3, 4 months. Out of that time, I would say about 6 months, but it wasn't all completely just straight 6 months. Trying to work as much as possible as I could. But with the chemotherapy and stuff like that, it was kind of hard.
Yeah, of course. And what other treatments did you go through besides the chemotherapy? Was there any radiation, surgeries, any transplants?
No transplants. It was just the chemotherapy. I had radiation
Okay.
therapy, and they gave me like pain medication.
Okay, I understand. Okay. And have you ever been in the military or involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed a disability, workers' compensation claim, or bankruptcy?
No.
Okay. And other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, for example, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No. No.
Sounds good. And do you remember the doctor that diagnosed you? His name?
Yes. He was at Frederick Memorial Hospital. His name was Walter, Dr. Walter Longo.
Okay. Let's see here. And this hospital, was this in Wisconsin as well?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Oh, I see. The Froedtert. That one.
The who? Oh, Frater, yes, Frater,
Okay.
Lutheran Hospital.
Oh, I see. Just one second. Okay, and remind me the doctor's name one more time.
Dr. Walter Longo.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, I see Walter L. Longo, is that right?
I believe so. I'm not positive on the middle name, but I know his name was Dr. Walter Longo.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I do see that he is based out there in Wisconsin, so it seems like it might be him. Okay, just one second again. Okay, and again, it was the Frater Hospital, the Memorial Lutheran
Yes,
Hospital.
Frater Memorial Lutheran Hospital.
Oh, I see. And this was on Wisconsin Avenue?
Yes, yes it
Okay.
is.
Perfect.
I believe it's like 9200 block. I'm not exactly
Yes.
sure of the address, but I know it's 9200.
Yeah, I see Frater
Oh.
Memorial Lutheran Hospital, 9200 West Wisconsin Avenue in Milwaukee.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, again, just one second. Was this the same location where you were diagnosed and treated?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have the medical records or I believe you said the hospital has them, is that right?
Yes, I don't have them on hand. The hospital does have the records of everything.
Perfect. And when did you start the treatment? Was this right away in November of 2017?
So when did I start the treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, when was the treatment started?
It was started about the last week of November 2017.
Okay. And do you still have any current symptoms or conditions that are long lasting because of the diagnosis?
Not really. I would say no. I have been cancer free for a while now.
That's really good to hear. Perfect. And what was your primary address? I don't believe I have it on file.
3746 North 22nd Street.
Okay. And this was in Milwaukee, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. So I have 3746 North 22nd Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Zip code came up as 53206. Is that right?
Yes.
Perfect. And was this a house or is there an apartment number?
It's a house.
Okay, great. Now we do require an emergency contact just in case we can't reach you for an extended period. We don't typically reach out to them. It's just, like I said, required here. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No, I don't actually. I don't have anyone offhand.
No worries. Again, we don't normally reach out to them. It is required to put something. We
But
can,
someone's,
yeah.
I can put my mom.
Okay.
I have to look up her number. I don't know it by heart. I have people, everybody stored in my phone, so I don't know the numbers by heart.
Okay.
You could put my mom.
And what's your mom's name?
Her name is Sheila. Sheila Fleming. S as in flamingo. Lemming.
Perfect. Okay. And have you found her phone number in your contacts?
Yes, it's 414-215-3624.
Perfect. Okay, great. So what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to draft a DocuSign and go over the information again super briefly. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
With what now?
DocuSign.
I have used it before.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I do just want to go over. I have your first name as Hosanna, middle name Lisette, Lisette, last name Borges. Is that right?
Yes, it's Lissette.
Liss. There's two S's in there? Okay,
Yes.
perfect. I'm glad we caught that. Okay. Lisette. Okay, perfect. And then I see your date of birth we put as July 14th of 1990, and then the last four of your social were 0465. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, it looks like all the information on here is correct. I'm now going to send this. I'm going to send this to both your email and your text messages. That way, whichever one pops up first, makes it a little bit easier. Have you seen that pop up yet?
Okay. Yes. Let me check. Sometimes it's a little slow on my email when I'm on the phone. Wait, I did. Okay. It came through a text message. It's from
Yes,
DocuSign,
and it'll have my
Carolina
name.
from.
Exactly.
Your
Exactly.
name is Carolina.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, it'll have my name on there, Carolina Hernandez. And then it'll just have you start the process. If you have any questions while signing, I'm here to help. But other than that, you could just let me know when you are completed with it.
Can I do it while you're on the phone?
Yeah, of course. This DocuSign is just giving the law firm permission to pull those medical records, like I said, and it should be a fairly quick process. Just let me know if you have any issues.
Okay. It says continue, agree, use electronic records to signature, continue, has my name on top. It has my, okay, so do I just draw my signature? Okay, and do I put adapt and sign?
Yes, exactly right.
Okay. So every time so just click on all the ones that has like the arrow and it'll put my signature in for like
That's right.
initials.
Exactly. I like to say just
Okay.
follow the yellow brick road. Anything that you see that's yellow, it'll just have you tap on there.
Okay, this one says draw your initials. So I just put my initials in that. Initial, okay, signature. And this is for to just put get my medical records and everything. Okay, it says finish.
Okay, let me see. Go ahead and click that finish and then I'll let you know
Continue.
when I receive it on my end. Oh, perfect. It just came through. Perfect. Now, Hosanna, what I am going to do now is I'm just going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information, the law firm's contact information, and I wouldn't really recommend reaching out to them within the next 48 hours. It does take a while for them to receive the paperwork. Once they do, they are going to give you a quick call. Just verify what we went over super briefly. And then if you have any case-related questions, you can reach out to them. If you have any questions or concerns until then, you can feel free to text me back and I'll get back to you. Besides that, do you have any questions for me?
No. So if I just have any questions, I can email you at the same email that you sent the documents to.
Yeah, like I said, I'm also going to get a text message out to you. That text message is from my direct line, so you can text back right on there and I can text you back on there as well.
Okay, and then it once I was done, now it says start sending and signing today, and it says get started.
Yeah, that's just like the DocuSign. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but I did receive it, so you can just exit out of there. There's no more steps that need to be done on your end. Like I said, I'll just get that text out to you. If you have any questions, just text back on there, or you can even give me a quick call and I'll make sure to help you with any concerns. Yeah, besides that, thank you so
Okay,
much
so
for your
they're
time.
gonna so you are part of the law firm that's going over the case.
Yeah, the law firm, we work with them, so they're a partner. That's the reason why, we sign you up, we start you with the process, and then they're the ones that represent you. But if you have any questions, I'd be more than happy to help as well. You'll also, whatever the DocuSign that you just signed, you'll have a copy of that in your email as well.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course. I hope you have a great day and I hope the case goes very well for you, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.